this week's Torah, where he has been sponsored, Leilo Nishmas Moras Sora Reza Bas Binyamin HaKohen, Yud Ches Shevat, Tuesday the 29th of January, Reb Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, Hanging Tefillin and Sifri Torah.
Sefer Chai Odom, in Klal Lamed Aleph, Ois Mem Dalet. Also, lit lois sefer Torah. You're not allowed to hang a sefer Torah. That means to hang on a hook. Let it hang down. We'll see exactly the Gemara in a minute. Afilu kasha oimed ba'aron hakodesh. Even when the sefer Torah is in aron hakodesh, and you hang the aron hakodesh, it's still also. V'nireli as the Chai Adam. That even if the Aron HaKodesh is drilled into the wall with nails, but the Aron HaKodesh is hanging, it's still Asa. So, the question is, if you've ever seen a hanging Aron HaKodesh with nails, so, locally there is one, in the Haggis Hall, in the far corner, it's hanging with nails screwed into the wall, and the Shaila is, how we deal with this, because the Chai Adam says, that's Asa. The Gemara in Brachos, let us go into the sugya of hanging Sifrei Torah and hanging Tefillin. So we'll start with Tefillin and we'll come to Sifrei Torah. The Gemara in Brachos, Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, says the following. Omar Reb Chanina, Ani Ro'isi Es Rebbi Shetolo Tefillov. I saw Rebbi hang his Tefillin. We'll see exactly what it means, he hung his Tefillin. But for the moment, we saw him hang his Tefillin. Someone that hangs his tefillin, his life hangs in the balance. It's dangerous. So how could Rebbe do this? Says the Gemara, Loi Kashya. Rebbe hung the Ratsua. And when it's his osa, is to hang the bias. So imagine this is tefillin. Rebbe hung the Ratsua, meaning he put the tefillin on a hook, the bias on a hook, and hung down, the ritzua is hung down. Hang down. So, that is mutter. But, when the Gemara says you're not allowed to, is to put the strap on a hook and let the bias hang down. The bias is much more chomo, it has the parishes inside, that's not allowed. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. That's the way they explain the Gemara. There is a pshat, other way around. That's the way they explain the Gemara. Ibo Isema, where do you hang the straps? Meaning, you put the bias up here, and you hang the straps. This is hanging. Or, you hang the bias, it's always osa. How could Rebbe do it? Rebbe hung it in a bag. He had the tefillin in a bag, and he hung the bag. That's mutter. But to hang the tefillin in any way is osa. Says the Gemara, if that is so, that you're not allowed to do it anyway, and Rebbe hung it in a bag, obviously if you hung it in a bag, he didn't hang the tefillin. So what's the chiddush in what Rebbe did? He didn't hang tefillin, he hung a bag. Says the Gemara, Ma'u d'tema, it needs hanocha like a Sefer Torah, meaning you cannot hang it in any way, even in a bag. Kumashvelon tefillin is not as form of Sefer Torah, and therefore Rebbe hung it on a bag. In a bag. Says the Rashba, from this Gemara, we can learn something like a Sefer Torah. That a Sefer Torah, even if it is in a bag, in a covering, you still cannot hang the Sefer Torah. And that's where they come from, to say that even if it's in Aron HaKodesh, and you hang the Aron HaKodesh, it's still the Issa of hanging a Sefer Torah. This is the Gemara. So let's first deal with Tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Haim Simon Mem. Osa litlois tefillin, bein ktitza, that means where the device, where the parashiyas are, bein ritzuas, also the straps. Avo mutter litlois on bekis, but you're allowed to hang it in a bag, like Rebbe did. So that means the Gemara is taking on the second teretz, the Shulchan Aruch is taking on the second teretz of the Gemara, that there's no difference between the straps and the bias, you're not allowed to hang tefillin. In a bag, you may hang tefillin. Says the Magen Avraham, that, but akroi, let's say you're holding the bias. But akroi, you're allowed to hold the bias and let this hang down. Ah, you're hanging the ritzuas. And we hold, even hanging the ritzuas is not allowed. Since it's ba'akroi, you haven't put it in its place. You haven't fixed it on a hook or something. You're just holding it. You're meanwhile doing something. You haven't positioned it properly for the day like this. It's mutar. However, to hold tefillin like this is osa. Even ba'akroi, even if you're just doing it for a few minutes, it's not set there for the day, or, you know, that's not its place. You're just holding it in your hands. It's osa. However, says the Taz, when you want to put your shalroish on, how do you put it on? Many people take the knot and they put it on. But then you're hanging the bias, and the bias, we said, is never allowed to hang. Says the Taz, when it's tzorech hanocha, this is the way to put it on, that's allowed. But just by kroi, not allowed. However, the ritzuas by kroi is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah takes on this chiluk, sifkot and beis, and there's this difference between the ritzuas and the bias. The ritzuas, ba'akroi, you can hang. The bias, ba'akroi, you may not hang. When you're putting it on, you may hang it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there are those that are machmir when it comes to putting on the tefillin shel rosh, because you don't want to ever hang the bias. So what do? They take it out of the bag, they put it down on a shelf, they put the knot over the head, and slip it onto the head. So that way, it's never hanging in the air. I haven't really seen anyone doing it. He says there is a Yesh Machmir, and he brings it down from the Prima Godin. There are others that are Machmir. This is brought, the Tveresh Shmuel on the Rosh, and many other poskim. They say to hold, when you take it out of the bag, don't just hold it like this and put it over your head. Hold also the bias and the knot and put it over your head. As Tveresh Shmuel says, interesting, I don't know, I haven't seen anyone talking about it. He says, when you do that, hold the bias in your left hand and hold the straps in your right hand. I don't know if there's a kapeda on that, that's what he says. Either way. So, the Ben Ishchai in Parshas Chayei Sarah also takes on this way, that you should always try and hold the bias and the kesher. In Mishnah Berurah, it wasn't brought down. He just brings what some people are machmir to put on the shelf, which is the same idea. That shouldn't hang. Now, there's a question. You wear your tefillin shel rosh, and your straps hang down. So that's hanging. That's wearing, this is hanging. It happens to be that you're stuck, that's hanging, but what? The mice is not allowed to hang tefillin. So either you say, that is the mitzvah, that's the way it is. That's what I thought, until I bumped into some svarim. So we're going to talk, there's a Moshe Feinstein anyway, which hopefully we'll see, which holds on the body, there's no issa of hanging. This is not called on the body, this is called you're holding it when you're in your hand. But when it's strapped to your body, there's no issa of hanging. We'll talk about that later, Netzshe. The Eish El Avrom, the Bechacha, says in Kuf Nun Dalet Gimel, that you know, some people, they put their girdle around the straps of the tefillin coming down, or their belt. The reason being, because you're not allowed to hang your straps of your tefillin, so they strap it down. He says, though, Avol Rabim Leturdosom Einom Nizhorim, many are not Nizah, and he gives a reason. We're not going to go into that. In the Sefer Meir Oiz on the Mishnah Berurah, he's Ma'ira, that let's say, on Rosh Chodesh, you take your tefillin off, because you've got a daven Musaf, and you leave it on the table. And sometimes, you know, you just put it down in a rush, and you have a ritua hanging down the table. So he says, the chayra, it's a problem of toilet tefillin. Because even the ritzuas is also litlois. However, he brings from the poiskim, Heintiker poiskim, that want to say that's not a problem, because it's the same as ba'akroi. Even though the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to hang the straps ba'akroi when it's in your hand, and you use the lashon when it's in your hand. So you might assume that if you put it on the table, it's a problem. He says, even on the table is okay, because the ma'aseh it's ba'akroi, you haven't set it here as its fixed place. You're just quickly, you're davening musaf, and you're going to put it away. And therefore, he wants to say it's mutter. He's a bit mistapik in it. One more sofik in tefillin is the Torah Chaim says, if you note, the Gemara says, Rebbe Tola Tfilov. Hatoila Tfilov. It always says, his own tefillin. So he wants to say that maybe we can take out a kula from the Gemara, that the whole issa of hanging tefillin is only when it's your own tefillin. But if you're wearing your friend's tefillin, or you're putting away your friend's tefillin, there won't be an issa. However, he says, obviously in Svara, ain lechalek, it's a diuk. But obviously in Svara, ain lechalek, because the reason why you're not allowed to hang these things are, this is Bein Sefer Torah, Bein Tefillin, is because of Bizoyan. And obviously it doesn't make a difference whose Tefillin it is. And the Shulchan Aruch says, I told the Tefillin, and say Tefillov, and the Rosh actually has a gerus in the Gemara, Tefillin. Okay, that's, in the Sefer Talmud Minhagim, it brings from the Sa'ar Shalom of Bells, as even what the Gemara is mati, to hang the tefillin in a bag, kosher leparnosa. So, the Gemara says, you can, but the Ma'is is absurd, of a skuli. So, coming to Sefer Torah. The Magen Avraham in Siman Mem, Sivkot and Aleph. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch this din. It's brought in the Magen Avraham. Asa lit loy Sefer Torah, afilu bekis, even in its bag, and he brings the Rashba. The Prima God, he says, even in a barrel, meaning a box, meaning an Aron HaKodesh. Says the Chai Odom is psak, therefore, an Aron HaKodesh to hang Aron HaKodesh is also Asa. And even, this is the extra Chiddush of Chai Odom, even if you nail it into the wall with screws, it is Asa. Because it's still a hanging Sefer Torah, and he goes into Lomdus and Nishmas Odom, where the drilling in the wall makes a din of the wall and therefore it's on the ground. At the end of the day, he holds it Asa. We're not going to go into all the Lomdus. He holds it Asa. However, he gives one eitzah. If you want to hang it on a wall, he says, if you drill into the wall a shelf, on top of the shelf you put the Aron HaKodesh. So now the Aron HaKodesh is sitting. The shelf is hanging. But the cup of the Aron HaKodesh is sitting, then the same term in the Aron HaKodesh is okay. He goes into a sugya of egos b'kli, b'kli tzafah gabe mayim, not going into that now. But he holds its mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings this Chai Odom that you cannot hang an Aron HaKodesh, and he says, this is Loshen. Kol shein tachtov oimed davar ma. As long as nothing is standing under that Aron HaKodesh, you may not hang Aron HaKodesh like Chai Odom says. So Pashtus, he means like Chai Odom, unless you put a shelf. Kol shein tachtov oimed davar ma. If you put a shelf, then you can't hang it. Time Weiss, in Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Yud.
The word oimed sounds like...
you're right. So it's coming. Time Weiss, in Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Yud, Shuv Yud Gimel. Is asked the following question by Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita. Since he gives shiurim in his house, he's a Rosh Hashiva, so he gives shiurim in his house. His house is packed. There's no space for an Aron HaKodesh, but he has a Sefer Torah, and he has an Aron HaKodesh. There's no space, sitting space, if he's going to put an Aron HaKodesh down to the floor. He wants to know, can he do what the Nishmas Odom says, to drill a shelf in the wall, have the shelf hanging, put the Aron HaKodesh on top of it, then it's not considered the Aron HaKodesh hanging, like the Nishmas Odom himself says, or maybe the Mishnah Berurah is being choylek on the Nishmas Odom. Because the Mishnah Berurah brings the Chai Odom, that you're not allowed to hang a Sefer Torah. And then he says, Kol she'in tachtov oimed davoma. So you could learn, he means a shelf like the Chai Odom, but you could learn that it means, Kol she'in tachtov oimed davoma. There's got to be something underneath it that goes down to the floor. Even if the Aron HaKodesh is one piece, and it's stuck to the wall. If you have something that goes down to the floor, some legs or something that goes down to the floor, then it's mutter. But if it's just a shelf, that maybe is also according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's Rav David Soloveitchik's question. Says the advice, mutter. Why? Because there are some people that are mati even without a shelf, just to drill it on the wall. Who? The Tehillah LeDavid brings from the Sadi Geir Rebbe. So, And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Lechem Haponim Simchal Ches Ois Gimel also is Mati. And the reason being is very simple. The Chai Odom is a very big Chiddush that even drilling in the wall is not Mutter. Because what is the reason that a Sefer Torah and Aron HaKodesh need to be on the floor? Because it's a bizoyon to hang it. If you drill it into a wall, you make it fixed like on the floor, it's fixed, it's proper, then there's no problem with hanging, there's no bizoyon. Chai Odom is treating, when the Gemara says Sefer Torah needs anocha, he's treating it mamash like Hilchos Shabbos. To be chayav, you have to put it down. Here's what has to be on the floor. That's not what, it's not what it means. It means it shouldn't be in a matzav of bizoyon. If you fix the Sefer Torah with screws to the wall, that's fine. And therefore, on your shaila, when you want to hang a Aron HaKodesh, with a daf, with a shelf, definitely you can be maker, because even the Chai Odom himself holds it, it's okay. Tehillah LeDavid holds it mutter even without. So even if your pshat and the Mishnah Berurah is right, you can definitely be maker, you have a tzorach. So legabe the Haggis Hall, there's definitely what to be tzorach on, being the Tehillah LeDavid, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and others. Actually, Rav Eshel Hager told me that Reb Rothschild, the head of Maine Yeshua, told him that Reb Vosner didn't allow them to put a hanging or an akodesh in Maine Yeshua. He didn't allow them. But there's a svar lechalik between a shul and a hall. Because a shul, taka, you should make it kutsurosa, like it, you know, the most. In a hall, if you make it looking like a shul, you don't feel like in a hall. And therefore, it's a tzorach to be maker like those shittas that hold you can hang an Aron HaKodesh, the chayr. Anyway, there's what to be saying. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chof Beis Amud Aleph, says the following. A king has two Sifrei Torah. One of them is Oisa Oisa Kamin Kameo V'toila Bizroyoi, and it hangs from his arm. And that is from the Pasuk V'hoisa Imoi V'kora Boi Kolim Echayv. It should be always with him. So Gemara says you hang it from his arm like a Kameo. Fate the Rashash Osa Litloi Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to hang a Sefer Torah. Sorry? He's the king. either way, as I fight the Rasha. So there's three terutzim. First terut is that the Sefer Torah of the king isn't the Sefer Torah we know. There's three different mahalchim in that. The Daskenu Bali Toysa says in the Sefer Torah of the king was just written the Aseret HaDibros, and Aseret HaDibros have 613 letters, and Mamela. It's Muramas and all the mitzvahs, and that's what the king had. And that's what it has to do with this week's Sedra. That's one pshat in the Sefer Torah. And therefore there's no Isalit Loi Soi Soi. Another pshat is it has the Pasha of the Melech. That's what Targum Yonason says. Another pshat is it has Sefer Dvorim in. And the Rashash actually, the fourth pshat says it has the mitzvahs Bekitza. Bekitza is not a regular Sefer Torah, and it's Mutalitlois. That also explains how could the king manage to carry this weight with him the whole time. Sefer Torah hanging on his arm, how did he manage? The teretz is very small, it just has certain things inside. A second teretz, how could the king go with a Sefer Torah hanging from him? Is the Rambam in Melochim doesn't bring this thing that the king goes with it hanging from his arm. Says the Lechem Mishnah, and it comes from the Ran, says the Lechem Mishnah, it's lav dafka toilo isa kamin kameh, that's hanging from his arm. It's just trying to be mamshel to us how much it's with the king. It's always with him. Someone carries it wherever he goes. It's so with him, it's like it's hanging from a kameh from his arm. So it wasn't actually hanging. And therefore there's no issa of a hanging Sefer Torah, and therefore we can understand how he can manage to carry it, because he wasn't carrying it on his arm. Reb Moshe Feinstein, this is what we wanted to get to earlier, in Yoredei Achelik Beis, Tshuva Kuf Mem Aleph, says, from this Gemara we see that hanging from the body is not osa. And that's why the straps coming down from your head is muta. Why is it not osa? So he says, very simple. What's the reason you're not allowed to hang, tefillin? Bizoyan. When you hang it to yourself, or say for Torah, bizoyan. When you hang it to yourself, you're showing chavivus. I want the Torah by me. That's not bizoyan. And therefore the melech could go with the Sefer Torah hanging. He says, even if you learn like the Lechem Mishnah that the king never went with a hanging, it's just a moshul. The Lechem Mishnah says,
we always learn that the Sefer Torah was tied to his arm. It wasn't hanging.
Toila. The Gemara says, you tie it and it hangs. Toila. The Gemara says, toila. That's the loshul. So, you tie it and it hangs. So even if you learn like the Rambam, the way the Lechem Mishnah learns it, that there was no Sefer Torah hanging from him, so how can I prove they're allowed to hang from the body? Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, the fact that the Gemara brought a moshul that the king hangs it from his arm, even if he didn't actually hang it from his arm, and that someone carried it for him, and the Gemara was just trying to explain how tight it was with the king, the Sefer Torah, how much it was with him. But since the Gemara gives a moshul to it hanging from his arm, must be its mutter. Because otherwise the Gemara wouldn't be mamshul it to a dova osa. Therefore, whatever pshat you learn, I say you're allowed to hang from your guf. Reb Moshe Feinstein says you're allowed to hang the Sefer Torah because it's chavivus. If it was a normal Sefer Torah, it was too heavy to carry. So there's a marshal that learns es Mishneh HaTorah. The Melech's Torah, it's written es Mishneh HaTorah. And we dash in Mishnet as a Lashon Shinui, they changed the ksav of the Sefer Torah of the Melech and they wrote it very small, and therefore it was possible for the king to carry it. The Marshal's Cholik on it, and it's the whole sugi over there. We move on. Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim, Shin Yud Aleph. Hilchos Shabbos. If there is a mace that is in a place where there's a fire, the halacha is, and you need, so one needs to move it. The halacha is, he's mukta, you put bread on him, or a child, and one can move this mace. Hu adin, if the mace is in a place of great heat, and we're worried for sirochen, etc. So again, he's mukta, the mace is mukta, so how can you move him? One puts bread or a child on the mace and one can move it. Sif dalet. Yesh oimim, that you don't need to put bread or a child on the mace if he's wearing clothes. Because agav his clothes, you can carry his clothes are mukta, and agav that, you carry the mace. Asks the Mogen Avraham and the Taz on this yesh oimim. From the Gemara Shabbos Taf Lamed Omid Beis. Sholach Shloima lebei Medrasha. Shloima sent to the Beis HaMedrash. Abo Meis. Tovid HaMelech was Nifta. Umutl B'chamo. And he's in the sun. Can I move him? The Chachomim answered him. V'ovicha. Hanich Olov Kika Oitinoi. V'taltaloi. Put on him a bread. Or a child. And move him. Ask the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. V'shem Hashlo. As the fetus Yesh Misha Oimim. If the Meis is wearing clothes, you can move him out of his clothes. Why did they need to bring a kikar and a tinuk? Surely he was wearing clothes. The Gemara says, David HaMelech, every Shabbos was learning, because he knew he's going to be nifta on Shabbos. The Malach HaMavis saw he was learning. He bashed the Ilonus, so that David HaMelech should check what was going on. David HaMelech went out to see. A step moved, fell, and Mamela, he got shocked. He stopped learning for a second. The Malach HaMavis got him. But either way, he was learning Torah. If he's learning Torah, he's like wearing clothes. And if so, why can't they move him with his clothes? So there's a few terutzim. One is that the king's clothes are not mutter to a hediot, and therefore it's mukta because no one can use it. But the kasha is, Shlomo HaMelech was already coronated in the lifetime of David HaMelech. He was already king. And if so, the halacha is that a melech acher can wear the clothes of a king. And therefore, why couldn't you give the clothes of David HaMelech to Shlomo? Meaning, it's not mukta because Shlomo could wear it this Shabbos. So the answer, one answer is that there's a halacha. If someone, chas v'sholom, falls from a roof, he is buried in his clothes. Why? So yoridei shin samach dalet. Because there's dam hanefesh in the clothes, because there was blood, and the blood that maybe his life went with are in those clothes. He has to be buried with the clothes. So they want to say, the Shlomo Kluger wants to say, that who I didn't hear, the step fell from David HaMelech, so he fell. So he wants to learn he was nifta from the nefila, and Mamela was dumb in his clothes, and Mamela had to bury him with his clothes, and his clothes were mukta. Tanya is the machzah shekel. If you learn the Gemara, you will not learn like that. The Gemara is just saying he tripped because of that step, so he lost his concentration from learning for a minute, and the Malach Mavis got him. Not that he died from that nefila. And Mamela's clothes didn't have blood in. If so, his clothes are roi for Shlomo HaMelech. So why is it mukta? Says the Machzah Shekel, a very practical answer. Lu Yitzia, all of the world could have been mutter in David HaMelech's clothes. Then you'd have found someone that fits in David HaMelech's clothes. But now that only Shlomo HaMelech is mutter in David HaMelech's clothes, only a Melech Acher, you know, Shlomo HaMelech didn't fit the size of David HaMelech. And Mamela, it's mukta because there's no use for anyone else. And Shlomo didn't fit into David HaMelech's clothes. You can't be metaltalim out of his clothes because there's no one that can use it. The kasha is, to Unzra Sugya. The Matzari asks, Tebeglei David HaMelech was wearing the Sefer Torah. Torah Mizrayoi. And therefore, why can't you be metaltal David HaMelech, I got the Sefer Torah? Reb Shon Shadron in Das Torah, Sim Shinu Dalef, the Zeda of Reb Shon Shadron, he says that he also asked the Kasha, and again, he wants to say this Chiluk, that for a Hediot, the Sefer Torah of a Melech is Osa. But he again asked, but Shlomo HaMelech could use the Sefer Torah, and therefore, why can't you be metaltal David HaMelech? So, the first teretz, very posh the teretz, Rabbi Yitzchok Feistern told me, is David HaMelech was learning. If he was learning, he had the Sefer Torah open in front of him. If so, it wasn't hanging from him, so you can't carry David HaMelech agav his Sefer Torah, because he had it open in front of him, it wasn't on his arm. That's one teretz. The Yovin Das, from Rabbi Yeshua Kutner, brings from the brother of the Sas Emes, Rav Nachum Mendel Alter, that wants to answer very simple. David HaMelech, maybe he was nifted in the night, and if he was nifted in the night, the Rambam holds, I couldn't find this Rambam, the Rambam holds, the Sefer Torah wasn't with him in the night, and therefore it wasn't hanging from his that to bring a kikar or a tinuk. Rav Yishuv Mekutna doesn't agree. The Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Truma says, David HaMelech was nifta mincha time, lifnois erev. And that's also why he says, Abo Meis, Mutl Bachamo. He couldn't tell them earlier, only when he was Mutl Bachamo. Now he tells them, Abo Meis, that David HaMelech was nifta. They could have been told in the night. Elamai, he was nifta in the day. And therefore that teretz is shveh. The Sifsei Tzadik, in Parshas Shoftim says, if you know, the Pasuk says, V'hoi so imoi, V'koraboy kol yamei chayov. Why doesn't it say kol yomov? Why kol yamei chayov? All the days of his life. To teach us that on the day he's going to die, he shouldn't wear it. Why? Because it'll be bezoyin if it falls on the floor. Actually, a child told me, he gave me a teretz, that when David HaMelech fell, it was a thud, and the sefer Torah snapped off, so it wasn't hanging from his arm. But that's a very, very big kiddush, that there was a zah bezoyin sefer Torah in the misa of David HaMelech. Says the Sifsei Tzadik, kol yamei chayov, only during lifetime. He says, when Shaul HaMelech went out to war and Shmuel HaNavi told him he's not going to come back, he's not going to live, he didn't wear the Sefer Torah on that day because of Kol Yimei Chayav, there shouldn't be Bezoyan. So to here, David HaMelech knew on Shabbos they'd be Nifta. So on Shabbos he would never wear the Sefer Torah. In case it'd be Nifta that Shabbos, and Mamela the Sefer Torah will fall to the floor. One vort, Megeta HaParsha, to do with Kliya, we all know that Hashem was kofa aleim ha kegigis. So Hashem was toil of the ha on the heads. So, and I'm not thinking that the luchas on the top is sefer Torah tlu, because I don't know if there was luchas on the top. But kofa aleim ha kegigis. So we understand that it was a threat. If you makabel the Torah, fine. If not, I have the ha above you, I'll put it down on you. The Parim Yofa says the gevaldik chiddush. He says we know oroin noises noisov. The oroin picks up. And Memele, the Shekhinah came down on the mountain. So Kedusha was there. Memele was noises, noises. The mountain had to go up. Now, once the mountain had to go up, the following happens. If you makabel the Torah, good. If not, the Shekhinah is going away. If the Shekhinah goes away, the mountain falls back down. And Memele landed on top of them. It wasn't a threat. They said, Nasa v'nishma. We weren't threatened then. It was Tosis Kasha. The Torah is, if you makabel the Torah, then the Shekhinah is still here, so the mountain stays up. If not, then the Shekhinah goes away. Mamela, the mountain falls on their head.